The Amazon rainforest has recently been suffering a severe fire epidemic. The Amazon is the largest rainforest on the globe and a crucial source of 20% of the world's oxygen levels, further making its unstoppable burning a global crisis. Professor Claire Murphy, atmospheric scientist from the University of Wollongong, spoke to The Wire's Nam Gale about the impacts the fires have on our current climate.
Typically, if you burn a forest and it then grows back, the rule of thumb is that overall the carbon that you've released by burning the forest will be taken back up with the regrowth. But the issue in the Amazon is that it's being burnt down and then it's not regrowing. They're actually starting to use it to farm. So if you burn it down and it doesn't regrow, you've just released a lot of carbon into the atmosphere. And that obviously has big climate warming impacts. So effectively you're taking carbon out of a large carbon storage in the vegetation that's in the Amazon forest, and you're releasing that into the atmosphere.
For a fire of this magnitude, what would be the central causes behind it?
Fires can start naturally, but the politics has relaxed over there to allow more burning with the purpose of clearing the forest so it can be put to agricultural purposes.
With the amassing of smoke from the fires reaching neighbouring cities and towns, how will this issue affect the people of Brazil and other South American countries?
The smoke that comes from bushfires of all sorts is laden with a whole lot of different things that are bad for people who breathe them in. So you've got the PM2.5, which has had a lot of the fine particulates. So what we think of as the smoke. That's bad for people's lungs. You breathe it in and it puts stress on people's cardiovascular system. And there's a lot of evidence that people are understanding more and more how bad that is. But on top of that, there's a whole lot of other things that are bad for the human body, like large amounts of carbon monoxide and other toxins that tend to get released with it, like, for instance, hydrogen cyanide, ammonia, formaldehyde. And a number of these particular toxins affect the same part of the body. So you're breathing in, if you like, a toxic chemical mix. And when you get bushfires, it's the same as we get here in Australia. You know, the worst air quality tends to be as a result of bushfire smoke getting into the cities. Depending on where the plume goes, the concentrations can be like way higher than anything else you'd normally be exposed to. So you're getting a big hit of really poor air quality. And sometimes the smoke will then sort of settle into the basin and hang around for several days. So you've got a real episodic event where you'll get an increase in admissions to hospitals and things. But it's also, you know, a long-term effect on the body, and that none of these things are good for us. So there's a chronic effect in terms of having exposure to these smoke plumes over a number of years.
How would we tackle an issue like the Amazon fires when much of the damage has already been done?
In terms of what anyone in Australia could do, I guess it's making sure that the aid is going to the communities that otherwise are relying on agricultural practices to feed their families. So people are burning down the forest because they need to grow grass for cattle. It's not a great idea for the planet, but it might be, if that's the only way you can feed your family over there, that's what you're doing.
Professor Claire Murphy, atmospheric scientist from the University of Wollongong, speaking to The Wire's Nam Gale.